Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, cleaning the Catholic school after dark was rather unsettling. Seeing a nun walk past the classroom door wasn't, until they realized there's no way she could have been there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and if you have a real ghost story, you know how much we love to hear them around here, so call it in. 855-853-4802, or you can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And we would love it if you would hit subscribe wherever you are listening right now. Just real quick, do that. That would be awesome. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is with me today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you today, Carol?
I'm good. Don't you think seeing an apparition of a nun is kind of creepy?
I do. Ooh, nuns freak me out as is.
Especially in the old-timey nun.
Yes.
What is it? Is it a uniform? Is it a costume? Is it an outfit?
I think it's some form of uniform. I don't know.
Vestments, I bet, is the word.
Yeah.
I bet it's vestments. We should look that up, because that would make me seem so smart.
Vestments.
Let's see. I think that is vestments. Liturgical garments and ceremonial attire worn primarily by clergy and religious leaders, but they're not ceremonial. They are not.
Here,
no,
let's just search up.
No, what they are not ordinary clothing. They're consecrated garments.
Where? It's not really telling me.
It's going to tell you habits. But garments?
It's telling you
veils. Garments?
Is that garments.
That, I guess, would be a good word, maybe?
I mean, but I suppose that really anything we wear is a garment.
Oh, my God. Harper, here is a website, clergywearshop.com. And it says, nun habit and outfits. Traditional and modern style complete habits. So they refer to them as outfits on Clergy Wear Shop.
Okay. I didn't really know you could just buy a nun outfit. To be honest, I thought that was like a thing that was like given to you by the church.
My God. And some of these look like they're straight out of The Sound of Music. And they ain't cheap. Like, I mean, I guess you're going to wear it a lot, but $170. Now, this one is solemn nun habit with white scapular. It's on sale. It's regularly $250 on sale for $178.99. That's kind of funny to me that you can, the Basilican Franciscan Sisters habit is on sale.
Oh, it's on sale, Carol. Maybe you should get it.
It just looks hot for summer because, you know, it's been really hot. I might get one for the fall.
I thought you were just going to say it just looks hot for a second. I was like, Carol, no.
It looks so hot. Oh, my God. I'm going to look awesome in it. Could you see me walking my dog in that?
No, that's, I couldn't. I think you'd overheat.
Anyway, but seeing like a apparition that would be a nun, that kind of creeps me out a little bit.
That also creeps me out.
It does. Well, on our social media pages, our different social media accounts from Facebook to Instagram, you know, a lot of people will leave a little comment. And so I've been digging through the comments and finding very short ghost stories because I find them entertaining.
Oh my gosh. You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Do you ever see those like Reddit pages where it's like two sentence horror stories?
Oh my God. That's what these are.
Yes.
They're basically just a couple sentences and it's a ghost story. It's like a complete ghost story without all of the backstory and stuff.
Yes.
So here is a ghost story from our Facebook page. I dug back a little bit and I found this. My grandma passed away years ago, but every once in a while, I still smell her perfume in my house. No one in my family wears anything like it. It always happens when I'm having a really rough day. End of ghost story.
See, that wasn't like scary. That's just like really sweet.
It's sweet, but it's a complete story.
It is. It's a complete story.
Have you ever had that happen where you have smelled? Cigarette smoke is really common, but usually, like for me, it's associated with my dad or some people I used to work with. you know.
Yes.
But like sometimes you'll be walking someplace and you get this overwhelming smell of cigarettes, and it's like, where? It happened to me just the other day. Where was I? And I'm like, okay, you can't smoke here. Where is that coming from? And, you know, I'm like, it's such a distinctive smell.
Mm-hmm.
But that's happened. And then I've smelled like my dad's. He used to wear Old Spice. But then I'm like, okay, I'm at a store. Maybe somebody's wearing Old Spice. But because I never have just smelled Old Spice in my house. Now, I have smelled cigarette smoke before.
That has happened to me, but not with cigarette smoke.
What?
Old people smell. It was weird because I just kind of, it was very specific, too. I was actually helping my stepmother organize her classroom because she's an art teacher. And so, like, I walk in there. And it's just such an old people smell. And I don't know why or how it was that way.
Yeah, because it
maybe
should
that
be
classroom a, just smells like that.
Yeah, it should be. Because sometimes older schools, and I don't know if that is an older school or not, but a lot
it's
of times
not.
They have like a smell. A school frequently will have its own smell.
But the thing is, it specifically smelled like my grandparents to me.
And it shouldn't smell like.
I mentioned it and I was like, does this room smell like old people to you?
Crap, like, now I'm like,
no.
Does this smell like Carol?
No, you have a different smell.
I'm like, oh my God, old person smell. And you're like, it smells like Carol in here.
No, it smells like my grandparents in there.
Oh, it's so interesting, isn't it? And now, and in that story too, like, when you're in your house and you and it says, I don't know who wrote this in, I forgot to make a note. I still smell her perfume in my house. That's interesting to me, especially when she's having a really rough day. It's like grandma's kind of right there.
It's really sweet.
It's like
a really
a little,
sweet story.
It's like a little reminder, like, I'm still here. I'm watching out for you.
Yeah. I really like that story.
I think that's really sweet. So let's go back to the nuns.
Oh, yes, so, let's go back to the nuns.
It says, I wanted to share something that happened several years ago. My niece and I cleaned a small Catholic school in our town a few nights a week after the students and teachers had gone home. It wasn't a large school, but it was one of the oldest schools in the area. And from the beginning, it had a strange feeling about it. For the first week or two, nothing happened. Even so, neither of us really liked being there. We couldn't explain why, but the building just felt creepy after dark. Before long, we naturally started staying together as we cleaned because we both felt better that way. We never really talked about it, but I think we were both thinking the same thing. As the weeks went by, we started noticing little things. Every now and then, we'd hear footsteps somewhere in the hallway. We'd stop what we were doing and listen, expecting someone to come around a corner, but nobody ever did. There was one classroom that always felt colder than the rest of the building. It didn't matter how hot it had been outside that day. As soon as we stepped inside, you could feel the temperature change. We'd laugh about it while cleaning, but neither of us wanted to spend any extra time in that room. Every once in a while, we'd hear what sounded like a classroom door opening or closing somewhere nearby. We'd step into the hallway expecting to find someone still in the building, but the hallways were always empty. None of those things were especially frightening by themselves. They were just strange enough that we both felt more comfortable staying together. The moment neither of us has ever forgotten happened near the end of one of our shifts. We were finishing one of the last classrooms before locking up. My niece was sweeping while I was wiping down desks. I happened to glance toward the small window in the classroom door just as someone walked past. It startled me because I wasn't expecting to see anyone. And I only saw her for a second, but it was an older nun wearing a long black habit with white wimple. That's the part around the face. She looked exactly like the sisters in the old class photographs hanging throughout the school. Without thinking, I said, "A nun just walked past the door," and that really scared me. My niece stopped sweeping and asked what I meant, and I told her I had just seen an older nun walk past the classroom window. I even described what she was wearing because I assumed One of the sisters must still be in the building. I opened the classroom door, looked into the hallway. It was empty. The hallway wasn't very long, and there wasn't anywhere she could have disappeared in the couple of seconds it took me to reach the door. We checked the nearby classrooms, looked in the library, even walked toward the front office. There wasn't another person anywhere in the building. We stood there for a minute trying to figure out where she could have gone. Then my niece asked if I was sure about how she was dressed, and I told her I was. I could still picture the long black habit and the white wimple around her face. She got quiet for a second and said that didn't make any sense. We're both Catholic, and the sisters who taught at that school didn't dress like that. They wore regular clothes with a simple veil, not the old black habits. The woman I had seen looked just like the nuns in the old photographs hanging throughout the school. Neither of us said much after that. We finished cleaning, locked the doors, headed home. I don't remember either one of us trying very hard to come up with an explanation. We just knew there hadn't been anyone else in the building. We continued cleaning the school for several more months. We still heard footsteps from time to time. Every now and then, we both stopped because we were certain someone had just walked through the hallway outside the room we were in. Neither of us ever saw the nun again. The school has since closed, and the building now sits empty. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our story. I have a couple more experiences from different places I've lived over the years, so if you'd like to hear them, I'd be happy to send those in too. Maria. Of course we would like to hear those. Please send them in.
I would love more stories from you.
But yeah, seeing a nun dressed like that, because like I think if you go to the Vatican, I have seen nuns dressed like that still. I think there are certain convents where the nuns will dress like that. But I think in most contemporary Catholic schools, they're not dressed like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean,
or maybe that's a special occasion outfit.
It might be.
But they would have found her, you know, and if there's a nun walking around the halls and you step out, I'm sure it would be like you step out. Hello, hello. I'm going to guess they did that. The nun would be like, I'm right here. I left something here. So I put on my old habit. This is the one that I wear around the house. And I came back in. I'm just getting this one thing and I'm heading back out. The nun would have heard him looking for her, because they had to have been like, hello, anybody here?
I mean, yeah, you'd think. Unless there was no nun at all. Dun, dun, dun.
And there wasn't. I don't think there was.
Yeah, no, I'm not too sure what was going on there, to be honest. It just sounds creepy.
It was very creepy. I just think seeing that an apparition of a nun in dress like that, or old priest garbs, or any kind of religious clothing from a different era is a little bit creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't like that at all.
Hang on. Real question is here. There's three options of what could possibly be happening here. Number one. It's a nun wearing, like, the old garments. Number two, it's a ghost. Number three, it's a time traveler. Nun. It's a nun.
Time traveling is so... That is hard for me to wrap my brain around time travel. Now, I do get, like a time glitch. Like, you're not really time traveling, but you're actually seeing a little clip from a different, like, plane.
Sort of a residual haunting, kind of like a broken record player.
Kind of.
Which
like
is honestly
that.
Probably what's happening there, to be honest. Because, I mean, if we really think about it, it'd be very, like, back in those times, it'd be very normal for someone to be walking around wearing those things, and especially in a Catholic school. So, assuming that that building is old, which I'm pretty sure it mentioned it was.
It did.
Then, honestly, it's probably just an old residual haunting.
That's going to be my guess.
It's my guess as well.
I don't know. But yeah, that would creep me out. It really would.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to this story.
This is Marie. I just wanted to tell you a quick story about my daughter. She came to live with me 3 years ago. And at the time, we were living in a one-bedroom apartment. We had not moved. So she was sleeping with Mom, and she always liked to sleep with me anyway. And one night, or the morning, she woke up, and she told me that during the night she'd been in sort of a half-awake, half-asleep state, and that sort of in her mind's eye that she had seen the Hat Man. She saw a completely black figure wearing a fedora with glowing red eyes standing right in the door of my bedroom closet. And she said that she rolled over and pulled the covers over her head. And when she told me this, she didn't know what a shadow person was. She doesn't know a lot about the paranormal, although she is, I believe, a sensitive. And I pulled up a picture online of a rendering of a shadow man with a hat on and the glowing eyes, and her face just kind of drained of all the color, and it definitely shook her up. And the interesting thing was, at that time, I was also having episodes of sleep paralysis, and during those episodes, I was seeing a shadow man at the side of my bed. That was a bit strange. It scared her pretty bad, and she wouldn't go in the bedroom for a while by herself. It only happened that once, though. Never happened again. And the other thing that happened to her was when she was still living with her father in New Mexico, and my father, who she called Granddaddy, had passed within the last year at that time. And she said that three times in a row during the course of 1 week that she saw my father in her bedroom. And I pressed her a little bit more, and she said that she actually saw a black figure, which kind of distressed me. I didn't know why she thought that was my father. But she told me, "Mom, when I saw that figure, when I saw Granddaddy, I immediately thought about my grades, and that Granddaddy was not happy about my grades because she was not taking school very seriously at the time. And my father was definitely not happy about her grades." So I can't say whether or not the black figure was my father. I would hope he would appear as something more pleasant. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting story. So maybe I will have her call in sometime. She lives in Denver now, but maybe I'll ask her to call and tell you some other stories that she has. So anyway, thank you. Love the show, and I will continue to listen. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Well, it definitely sounds like her daughter is sensitive.
Oh, yeah, very sensitive. I love it when we get stories about the Hat Man, because it's such an interesting topic, though. Because it originates from Choctaw and Islamic jinn folklore. So do I think that it was the grandfather appearing to her as a shadow person? No, I do not. Because the Hat Man, dubbed by many people across the world on Reddit forums, Wikipedia, really anywhere, if you just search up the Hat Man, you will find a lot. So I think those two things are separate. What do you think, Carol?
As far as the second one with the grandfather and presenting him as very black, but there was a message in there, like, "I'm not happy about your grades." Maybe yes. That's just, like, maybe it was kind of in the shadows or something, or maybe, I don't know, if you're a ghost and you're trying to appear as an apparition, it might be hard some days.
Yeah, it might be, but
maybe that's how she interpreted it, was as mm-hmm. he was black.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference between the first apparition and the second one is the glowing red eyes. I do not recall glowing red eyes being mentioned when talking about the second apparition.
I don't think so. I think you're right. And glowing red eyes, that creeps me out.
Yeah, it's very frightening. I agree.
But I think the second one, because of the message that it's like, and it could be too, Grandpa showed up as black and dark because he was pissed. And it was like, I'm just angry and feeling negative right now, and this is how I'm going to appear. But it kind of just feels like he had a message for her that was important.
It does. It does feel like that. That's definitely what the second apparition feels like. Yeah. I am still not sure at all what was going on with the first one in the closet.
Same. And do you think it has anything to do with her having sleep paralysis and seeing something similar?
I mean, yeah, that's what it did sound like. It did sound like a form of sleep paralysis.
And maybe that happened to her daughter, too. But it'd be interesting maybe to hear from her daughter. A lot of times, because she said her daughter lives in Denver now, which made me think she's grown. A lot of times, you don't remember things that happened when you were a child, but some people, like possibly, I'm assuming her daughter, my nephew, he remembers things. Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting.
I find it very interesting, too.
And she referred to her as sensitive, and obviously she is.
Yeah.
So I would be curious to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I would too.
I think that would be awesome. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. So it's easy. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Heck, you can leave us just a mini ghost story. Go to any of our social media pages. You can certainly do that in the comments. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you can sign up for that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.